So I'm just asking, basically right now we're using Facebook Live, and it seems that we could use sermon audio instead to broadcast on that. And I'm just trying to figure out how that happens.
So what I would show you then is, if I'm still on the dashboard here, you can see my screen still, you would go to the Webcast Manager. In the Webcast Manager, and this is now built into every account. This used to be an extra feature, an extra paid feature. It's now built into every account. And I should add that we don't have any kind of limits. So whether you have 10 people watching or, say, 1,000 people watching, we don't have any kind of limits like that. We don't tier it, the price. If you have a lot more people watching, then somehow you get penalized. So we'd like to try to keep it that way as long as we can. So it's a very simple, flat, easy to predict way of using webcasting. So in this section, you have a stream key. So you just copy that key and you bring it into OBS or any other streaming software or hardware that you're using. And here is the URL that you push the stream to. So these two pieces of information is all you need. We have a convenient way for you to copy some code or a link for people to watch your webcast. So if you copy that and you pull up another window, it just takes you to here. It's just a plain Jane vanilla. It's just a webcast. There's nothing around it. There's no wrappers. There's nothing. It's a very nice way to do that. By the way, this also works. This is a QR code, so you're welcome to copy that, have people scan that, and it takes them straight to there. And, of course, if you have a website, you can click on the Embed Webcast link, and that takes you to our Embed Editor for the webcast. And there it is. This is what it's going to look like. And you can have things like make sure it auto-plays. Maybe I just want it to be a certain width. Maybe I just want it to be a small little button like this. Maybe I want the button to be tiny, like that. And when you're done with formatting it the way you want, you can hit copy. This is the HTML code that you copy and paste. And here's a blank page. Pretend this is your website. And I happen to have this up, ready for this demonstration. So if this is your website, and I just copy and paste into here, I save it, and I refresh this page, there it is. See? It's offline. And by the way, that will automatically go online when it does go online. If I wanted it to be not a button, but I wanted it to be this, I copy that, go back into here, paste it in there, save it, go back out here and refresh, and there it is. It takes up the whole screen or whatever container it is on the website. So that's Live Embed. And to actually do the webcast itself, you would go to the stream key, which is what you were asking, Daniel. You'd copy that. And this is OBS. This is just a free piece of software, totally free, very robust, very functional, so highly recommended. I happen to have here, in case you're wondering what you're looking at, this is a webcam that I have on my computer, and so that's there. And I can make this any size. I can make it a big window. I can get rid of the background stuff that I have there, so I can just make it that, which is what you would do. But in my case, I was doing some experiments with having like interviews with multiple windows and a little graphic, and you can size these just like that. What you do is you go into settings on OBS, and you go to the stream, and this is where you put in your stream key. You just paste it in there. I had copied it, and I just pasted it in there. Now, it's not YouTube. It's going to be custom. It's going to ask you for the server. That's where I'm going to copy this guy. And I'm going to copy him. And I'll go back to OBS, go to Settings. And, Daniel, you're probably familiar with this for Facebook, but instead of going to Facebook, you go to Sermon Audio. And that's it. Well, you would do other things like your output, make sure that the bit rate is proper, you want to stay. For preaching, you really don't need to go above 2-3 megabits at the very max. I know it probably sounds very low, but you're talking about a preaching video, which is really just very little movement, and it doesn't need to be a lot. So we recommend something like this. Your audio can be whatever you like. And you hit OK, and let's start streaming. And it's streaming. We are now streaming. And so now if you go back to the Webcast Manager in a second, you'll see this pop up, hopefully. There it goes. Okay, we received your webcast. It's pending. Please wait. You know, we're firing up some servers and things on our side to handle webcast load, and there we go. The webcast is live. It started this time. Here's the resolution you're pushing out. Here's your bitrate. And we actually show a map, a real-time map of where people are watching from. You can click on this to be able to see the webcast.
Oh, Tony, itself. That's the devil. That's the devil in Creole. And I said, well, why are they saying that? He said,
there you go. And by the way, in case you didn't notice, we have
voodoo.
Video.
They don't know the Lord, and I just...
We also have
people
audio.
People practice voodoo. They don't know and the Lord, is, and I just, right instantly, I said...
So, you have the capability of just tuning in with audio. Why is that important, you might ask? Some people don't want to tie up their cellular data plan with watching video. They just want audio. Or they want to be able to play it and then tuck it into their pocket so they can play it in the background. You can't do that with video normally. So you play audio, you turn off your screen, and it still plays. So having the option to have audio only for webcasting is, in our opinion, a very wonderful and significant feature, which I don't know of any other platform that does that for you. We're just pushing it now from OBS, as you saw, Daniel. I hope that answers your question. It pretty much is there now. And if you look at our sample webpage, you can see if I go back to the embed editor and just do the button only, you can see it turns red. You can show the view count. Nobody's tuned in yet. You can see that and copy that into here. Save that and view that again, and there's your button. Click on that, and it's, and that can go into, obviously, your website. Yeah,
thank
pretty
you.
Straightforward. Yes, pretty straightforward. There are multiple ways to watch a webcast. This is a solo site. Every broadcaster on Sermon Audio gets a standalone website like this, and it allows you to direct people to a website, a complete website that is just your sermons. But if a webcast is playing, it shows up here on the very front page for maximum visibility, which is very nice. It's even playing there as you load the page. But there's down here, you can see various ways that you can tune in. You can tune in with phones and tablets. Here's your church code ID. There it is right prominently for people to see. Smart TVs. We support all the major ones. And this is the telephone line. This is the listen line. You call this number and you supply the church code ID, and you can tune in. And by the way, when people tune in, obviously that's audio only, but when you tune in that way, you will see them show up here in the stats as listen line calls. So the stats will show not only a map of the world and where people are watching, but also the listen line, which is, again, something that is very convenient. And, of course, you have your smart speakers, smart watches like Alexa, and so on.